بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فأصابكم غما بغم لكي لا تحزنوا على ما فاتكم ولا ما أصابكم والله خبير بما تعملون. In the previous ayats we read about the battle of Uhud, where Allah Ta'ala had given great victory to the Muslims in the beginning, and they cut down the kuffar like cutting grass. But because of a small misunderstanding, which we were called small, but by Allah it was very big, and that was that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had posted 15 people on a pass in the mountain that they should not leave there until he gives further instructions. The battle was over. They could see the kuffar running away. So many of them were killed, and most of them, 40 of them, thought that this instruction was only for the battle. And once the battle is over, that instruction does not remain. The Amir of them and the other 9, they said that no, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, until you get instruction from me. So they remained there, the others went away. Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who at that time was still not a Muslim, he saw this opportunity to attack the Muslims from the rear, from the back. And he came from there, and then what was an open victory changed into a total defeat, as the Muslims were killing the non-Muslims like cutting grass. Now they had the opportunity to do that to the Muslims. And this Allah Ta'ala says that فَأَثَابَكُمْ غَمَّمْ بِغَمِّمْ پھر پہنچا تم کو غم عوض میں غم کے. Then we loaded you with sorrow after sorrow, and sorrow on top of sorrow, because of this little misunderstanding of yours, not following that sunnah, that instruction of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we had placed sorrow upon sorrow on you. The one sorrow was that where you had a victory, now you face defeat. Where you were overpowering them, another sorrow, now they are overpowering you. Where you were killing them, they are now making you shaheed. And so many of you are getting wounded also. Another sorrow that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was wounded in his Mubarak head. And he lost one tooth of it. It became a shaheed. And many of you, the Sahaba, also became shaheed. Of 70 in one day became shaheed. And the king of all shuhada, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the beloved uncle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also became shaheed. And many had become wounded also. And then further sorrows had followed, that you are now, where you were attacking, you are being attacked now. And you are the highest of the ummah, the Sahaba. But now the worst, the kuffar, idol worshippers, they have got the upper hand over you. All this because of that one misunderstanding of one command of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also that you were feeling happy at that time when you were winning. Now you are feeling depressed and sad. So here we learned a great lesson that we should not take any sunnah as small. Whether it is the sunnah of miswak, which unfortunately many of us have replaced with the toothbrush. Whether it is the sunnah of sitting on the floor and eating, and many of us are sitting at the table on chairs. We are copying the kuffar in there. Our dressing, we are copying the kuffar. So many things. So how can we even dream of the help of Allah Ta'ala? Today, it is that we follow the Western way of life. As like, for example, the toothbrush, sitting on the floor and eating. Our clothing we wear, our education, which we give preference to Western education, university education, all that, and we love the kuffar way. How we dress our little children, like kuffar. Our holidays, like the kuffar holidays. If we want to go on a holiday, we go on the websites of all the kuffar resorts, etc. We book in at those places. We do almost everything in their way. When we love them so much, they are not afraid of us in any way. They know these people are our ardent lovers. And they love us from the bottom of their heart. They die for our sports. They die for our fashion and our brand names. They are fully for us. So in that case, Allah's help does not come. And then we cannot expect in the world Islam to be predominant in the world. We love the way of the kuffar way is dominant in the world. So all this Allah says that we made all this problem. And why all this? لَكَيْ لَا تَحْزَنُوا عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ وَلَا مَا أَصَابَكُمْ اس پر جو ہاتھ سے نکل جائے اور نہ اس پر جو کچھ پیش آ جائے. That you don't grieve on those things that you lose and neither that which you have achieved. Whenever there is a difficult situation, a hard situation, a person who is a sinner and he faces a difficult condition, but Allah's favors and mercies on that person, now he turns to Allah. He starts making his namaz, he goes to tahajjud, etc. And he becomes a favorite of Allah. Some of the same condition faces a person who is outwardly pious and righteous, making namaz, and he faces a difficult condition, and if Allah's favors are not upon him, then he becomes depressed, and he feels, I was a pious person, why this problems came in my life? And he goes further from Allah Ta'ala. So we have to be very careful. These conditions which come, they can take an evil person and make him a wali. And the same condition comes to a pious person, and he doesn't approach it in the correct way, and he can go out of the fold of Islam also. So Allah says, this for the Sahaba we have made, that which you had, you don't grieve over that which you had lost. So halat and conditions which come on a person are not necessarily as a punishment. As in another place Allah Ta'ala says, that we give you وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. We give them a small punishment in this world and not the big punishment of the akhirah. And that small punishment was also so that you make tawbah. You turn to Allah Ta'ala. And then you get safe from the big punishment in the akhirah. And in fact you reach high heights with Allah Ta'ala in the akhirah. So Allah says, this that we have done is also a goodness for you. And to make you strong for the future. You are going to be the foundation of the ummah till the day of Qiyamah. So you have to be extremely strong. So all this Allah has done, and also this wala لَكَيْ لَا تَحْزَنُوا عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ, that a person should not become arrogant and proud when favors come upon him. And when difficulties come upon him, he should not become despondent and lose hope. He should turn to Allah Ta'ala. وَاللَّهُ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ, اور اللہ کو خبر ہے تمہارے کام کی. And Allah perfectly well knows what each one of you are doing. When conditions come, if good conditions come, don't boast and become arrogant. And then don't turn away from the masjid. While you are poor and in need, you are coming to the masjid. You are making Allah's ibadat. But when Allah gave you now plenty, now you are going to salama. You are going to discos. You are going to the wrong places. It should not be there. And when difficult conditions come, then don't become so depressed and lose hope also. Then turn more to Allah Ta'ala. So all these conditions, if we work on our iman, we will see what wealth there is in our iman and how we can face all situations that come. Good situations, bad situations, and we can turn them all in our favor. But if we don't make effort on our iman, then just like the kuffar, we will say all these things happen to everyone. All people face problems in this world, and problems come and go, and we'll take no lessons from them. And unfortunately, by and large, that is the condition of most of us, that all of us do face conditions. Good conditions, bad conditions, but very, very few of us take a lesson from there, and very even let take the right lesson from there. Allah make that we come towards our deen and understand what great treasures we have been given and how we can come in all conditions closer to Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana.